good, the bad, and the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Connecting the Dots with your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado, and one of those 99-degree days. As anyone knows across the nation, if you have listened to the news reports, whether it's Charlie Gibson or Brian Williams or the fantastic Katie Couric, it's hot out there, folks. And everyone is talking about all the reasons for it. The mayor of New York City is going to make a toll tax on specific highways because they're just creating giant congestion and, of course, massive carbon dioxide buildup and pollution. Go off to Los Angeles, where you've got 37.5 million people fighting on the freeways every day with their cars. Houston, Texas, no different. Atlanta and Chicago, where I once drove through many times each month, driving an 18-wheeler for United Van Lines. It's so thick with traffic, it's thicker than hair on a dog. And the ruts in the pavement, if you've got a four-wheeler, you better have a high bottom end on that thing because you will bottom out. Your engine will scrape on the inside of those rutted tracks going into Chicago. And ladies and gentlemen, the heat is not going to give up for a couple days. And for each and every one of you out there, I hope that you're safe. I hope that you're enduring it. And I hope that it breaks as soon as possible. For the rest of us, we're having a great experience, of course, trying to figure out what's going on in this country. In New York City last week, I guess it's now four high school students headed to college were gunned down by a guy named Jose Carranza, who had 31 indictments against him, and he had raped a five-year-old child. And his buddy, Rodolfo Gondinez, also an illegal from Nicaragua. These two guys are M13 beasts. And they just went out and they killed these three or four kids there in Newark, all African-American kids on their way to college. And I wrote a piece. If you'd like, go see it at American Chronicle, newswithviews.com, and quite a few of the other websites out there, Marty's Cabin, and right on down the line, because it's titled Common Sense, Peter Boyles of Denver's Clear Channel Talk Show, K-House 6:30 a.m., I really invite each and every one of you out there listening across America tonight to go to Peter Boyles on www.khow.com here in Denver, Colorado. He has been really hammering what's going on with the unbelievable violence against American citizens here in Colorado. We've had a police officer who was shot in the back a week ago in Glenwood Springs. We had Bruno Kirchenwitz had five shots blasted through a 7-Eleven store window to try to kill him. We got Gilberto Cruz, an illegal alien, of course, shot his girlfriend in the back because she didn't want to be his girlfriend anymore. He just got life imprisonment. He will be costing Colorado taxpayers at $65 per day, 50 years in prison, $1.18 million. And many of you know, of course, we had Dale Englert, my neighbor in Lafayette, Colorado, killed last year by a head-on by a man who had had 11 traffic stops for DUI, Francisco Montero. He was arrested and then sent to Mexico, didn't serve a day in jail for his crime, and then went out and, of course, has come back under an assumed name and is back in Colorado. Well, Dale Englert's family does not have a father and or husband any longer. And a young philosophy major student riding his bicycle in Boulder just last fall was run over by an illegal alien. And, of course, they have sanctuary policy in Boulder and in Denver. And so the crimes continue. John Hessler, the CU quarterback, was run over by illegal aliens here in Boulder, Colorado. They both fled to Mexico. And as the beat goes on, and American citizens keep
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. This, of course, is yet another evening for you to get your pencil and paper out. And I think our guest tonight will certainly bring out create new questions and new possibilities. And in the process, we all become a little more informed. We become a little bit better citizens. We have a little bit more appreciation. And we have a little bit more chance to take action. And as always, make sure that you join numbersusa.com, NUMBERSUSA.com. This battle is not over yet. That Senate right now is sneaking around and starting to get all sorts of amnesty single bills going. And if you go to numbersusa.com, you'll figure out and find out what's going on, along with WeHireAliens.com. For those of you who see those illegals, I've had quite a few people in Denver here. I've called up on WeHireAliens.com, and they have gotten them we had ICE go after them, and we've really gone and done some great things here. And The Social Contract, remember, The Social Contract, all one word, .com. Become a part of The Social Contract and get that quarterly, $25 a year, and you are going to be educated beyond your wildest dreams. And FairUS.org, FairUS.org. Alipac, Alipac.us, that's Alipac.us with William Gein. Dan Stein, of course, at FairUS.org, CaringCapacity.org. And, you know, if you want to get that 21st Century Paul Revere ride.us, make a check out Frosty Wooldridge, P.O. Box 207. That's P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. And you will have quite the T-shirt. It says, Stop Illegal Immigration on the front. Ask me how. It has the Numbers USA logo. And on the back, you've got the fantastic 21st Century Paul Revere Ride logo that has the Paul Revere with the lantern running across the eastern seaboard of the map of America with the big three motorcycles following right behind him and the website. And it is a great T-shirt. And I'll send you all the goodies with that for $15 and make the check out to Frosty Wooldridge. And I think you'll really appreciate it. For those of you following my next added 100 million Americans, you can go to Op-Ed News. You can go to American Chronicle for Rents.com, for Federal Observer, Morty's Cabin, PatriotUnion.org. Make sure you go there and get to be a part of that. And, of course, NewsWithViews.com. Now, we all know that we've been changing the way America works because we, in June, beat the amnesty, the Senate Bill 1639. However, the illegal aliens are coming across the border still, and we're all being inundated by them in our schools. Spanish is being forced upon our nation, and the essence of the American way of life has been not only diminished, but it's threatened. You all know that the killings that are going on across this nation by MS-13 gang members and the crimes that are going on are escalating. They're not getting smaller, and there's a lot of news block out on a lot of them. So you don't even hear about them. If it wasn't for the Internet, you wouldn't even know that your country is being undermined. And tonight, I'm going to have a refreshing conversation with an immigrant, a legal immigrant. And the operative word here is that this nation was built on legal immigration. Those who came to America to become part of the American fabric, to become part of the American dream, to become part of a society and a culture and a language that supports all races and creeds and colors here and the ability to stand up and speak out. That's what's so amazing about this country. And this man is a native of County Cavan, Ireland. And he's immigrated into the United States in 1998, and he's currently living in Fairview, North Carolina, with his wife and two Scottish terriers, Jack and Charlie. He works as a restorer of clocks and fine antiques. Wow, I've got an old 1950s, an old New England queen sewing machine, plus an old barber's chair, plus plus an old wheelchair. Maybe I should bring them to his attention. And he has become a U.S. citizen. He received his green card in 2003 and was granted citizenship in 2005, a very proud moment for him. And although he spent most of his life living in a socialist country such as Ireland, he has embraced his new country and calls himself a conservative who happens to be Republican. And he has a few things to say tonight, and I want to get to him. And then after we get to the half hour in the bottom, we'll have you all call in and ask questions. And I'd like to welcome to the show tonight Paul Perdue. Welcome very much to our show, and thanks for being a guest, sir.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Frosty. It is an honor, and I hope people will be able to understand me, seeing that I'm not from around here.
Well, I think we can understand you because, you know, English is our national language, and I think in Ireland, of course, it has a little bit of an accent, but I can tell you, the accent here in the South is much different than it is in the North, and it's much different than it is in the West, and so I think you'll fit right in, and we're very much appreciative that you, as an American citizen, came to America with all the hopes and dreams, and certainly the right way, the lawful way, the American way, and that is very much appreciated. And you now are living in North Carolina, and I know for a fact that North Carolina is harboring well over a million illegal aliens. As a person who is newly American citizen and did it the right way, do you have some thoughts and comments you could bring to the audience concerning that reality there in North Carolina?
Well, the reality in North Carolina is right. It is one of the fastest growing states in America for illegal immigrants. And because of, we have, you know, we have Georgia and Tennessee brought out very, very strict rules and regulations dealing with illegal immigration. And now they're all flooding into North Carolina because North Carolina is very, very lax and they don't seem to want to do anything about it. And it is really becoming a nightmare here. And people are, you know, really fed up with it. And And the politicians, particularly in the state of North Carolina, just do not seem to be interested in dealing with that. They keep referring it to and saying it's a federal issue, and they're not interested in doing anything to it. They'll talk a good game, but they just won't do anything about it.
Well, I can tell you this, that Georgia and Oklahoma and Tennessee has gotten tougher. Arizona's gotten tougher. Even the state of Colorado is getting tougher. And that at some point, when the killings, the murders, the drug traffic, the rapes, the schools being overrun, hospitals being overwhelmed, and your prisons bursting with too many illegal alien convicts, not only will the people of North Carolina revolt, they will vote those shenanigan lawmakers out of office and really put somebody in that's going to do something and take action, and or they'll just run themselves. And one of the men that's there in North Carolina, which I have a great deal of respect for, is William Gein of AllyPack.us. For those of you listening in, of course, North Carolina, www.allypac.us. Become a part of AllyPack.us and help William Gein out, because he's been fantastic there in the state of North Carolina. And the key is, how many there in North Carolina want, instead of just a million illegal aliens, how would you like to have 2 million or even 3 million? And, of course, some of the points you are bringing up here is the fact that North Carolina is a halfway point for the drug traffic between Miami and New York. What kind of things are going on, and where are they transporting those drugs through and how?
Well, as you were talking before I came on, you were talking about MS-13, and MS-13 has at least 200 members in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's one of the biggest areas where MS-13 is populated, and they control a lot of the drugs coming up from Mexico, from Miami, wherever it's coming from, and pushing it up further north. And you just don't get in their way. Now, there is a very, very good sheriff down in Mecklenburg County who did a test on the 287G program that seems to be, you know, that everybody wants to try and get on board with.
Correct.
And he, in the last 2 years, arrested something over maybe 2,000, maybe 2,500 illegal aliens. And not only from, not Hispanics, but from about 39 different countries. And he saved the county of Mecklenburg about $5 million a year, because the federal government pays for every illegal that is detained under the 287G program. And they are beginning to move out of there, and are moving up to another county, which is next door to my county, which is Henderson County. And thankfully, the sheriff in Henderson County is now starting, hoping to have the 287G program up and running at the end of the year, which means that they'll all come into Buncombe County, where I am, which is Asheville, North Carolina. I'm afraid the sheriff in our county is not too interested in pushing for the 287G program. He's talking a good game, but he's saying, well, you know, I have to look into it and I'll have to see. Yet Buncombe County is really overrun with illegals, purely from the point of view that, you know, to get stopped and for DUI and for speeding and having no license and whatever, they get processed, they're out in the street, they've disappeared, they're under a different name, different social security number, they go back to doing what they do, and they do the same again until they kill somebody or maim somebody, and then maybe they'll do something about it, you know.
Well, that's exactly what's happening in Colorado and across the nation. They keep letting these people go with the sanctuary policy, and each time they let them go, they then show that they can get away with all sorts of crime. They feel immune, and then they go off and they commit 11 DUIs like the Francisco Montero did here in Colorado before he killed Dale Englert. And then, of course, the guy got deported and never served a day in jail for his crime. Now, that's happening, whether it's Gomez was shot. If you think about this Carranza and this Cadenas, the Nicaraguan and the Peruvian illegal, they had rap sheets that were a half dozen pages long, an indictment, and yet they were allowed to go free. We're going to be right back with Paul Perdue, a legal immigrant in North Carolina, bringing you some information on what's happening there. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
call from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. It's always a pleasure to have you on board. We're talking with Paul Perdue, a legal, that's legal, which is like lawful immigrant here to the United States, an addition, a positive addition to this civilization and our society. And it's really a pleasure because he's got an outsider's view, this now an insider, as to what's happening in America, certainly there in North Carolina. And I've just gotten in, a listener just wrote in and gave me the latest, the Boston Globe, which is an extraordinarily out-of-touch newspaper, and it's got an editorial here, and it says that the Bush administration released a new plan, and it's the immigration policy that's going to use the existing laws, and instead he said, the Globe says it's a short-sighted crackdown. And what's so amazing about the Boston Globe is that they're sitting here and saying that it works too hard to bring about the rule of law. And so you have to wonder if the Boston Globe would just love to see more lawlessness and more crime and more of what happened in Newark with those four kids shot to death by the illegals. That really astounds me. But here's what I quote from the Boston Globe. But the president's plan is skewed too heavily toward enforcement. Gee, that's like saying, gee, we shouldn't have so much enforcement against speeders or drunk drivers or maybe bank robbers or shoplifters, or let's just let anybody break any and all laws they want to. You never know what the Boston Globe is going to say, but if you take it down to North Carolina, what's happening there, of course, is unlimited lawlessness as far as drug trafficking. But also in North Carolina, you're talking about Paul, that the driver's license is easy to get by any illegal alien in that state now?
Yeah, they say they're going to tighten it up, but, you know, I moved from Asheville to Fairview, where I'm living now, and I had to get my license updated with my new address.
Right.
When I went into the driver's license, into the office, and went up to, you know, get my change, the examiner behind the counter said, are you registered to vote? And I said, I think you're asking the wrong question. And he looked at me and he said, what do you mean? And I said, should you ask me, am I a legal citizen or not? And he said, we're told not to ask that question. So in North Carolina, they're not allowed to ask, even though that they know the people in front of them who cannot speak English, who won't speak English, have people in explaining to them what they need to do, can go in and get a driver's license. And one of the counties next to us, I think it's McDowell County, I'm not 100% sure, but there was a scheme on between, you know, the insurance companies and local politicians to sell to illegal aliens, and they were coming from all over the country up there to get their driver's license. And one of the things that has happened because of that is that one or two or maybe three states now will not accept the North Carolina driver's license as proof of legality, because there have been so many of them being given to illegal aliens.
Boy, that makes my blood boil, because as I've talked about it in my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to my website and you see that book. It's there, and I think it's $14.95. You can pick it up at Amazon. It really is a precursor to what's happening, and it talks about all the consequences we face. And one of the things that really upsets the heck out of me is that because the federal government won't do its job, then the states are doing all the suffering, and the citizens are doing all the suffering. And right now, what is this that North Carolina is issuing voting instructions in Spanish?
Well, when I had the honor of becoming a U.S. citizen, I had to do, you know, I took the pledge in English. I did my history in English, and was quite proud to do that. And we had a local city council elections here, and then I went up to vote. And when I went in the door, the first thing I seen was instructions in Spanish, and I nearly lost my mind there. My wife was with me, and she sort of said, now cool down and, you know, hold on to that Irish temper.
Right.
And basically I went to the person in charge, and they told me that there's an executive order 13166 that was done by President Clinton.
Correct.
Which applies to all government recipients of federal funds and stuff like that. And any precinct that has, quote unquote, 6% of minority population is to have their language on the ballot. Now, one of the funny things, you might find this unusual, in Buncombe County, where I live, there is a bigger population of Russians and Ukrainians that don't speak English than there is Hispanics. Yet Spanish is the only one that they put on the ballot.
Yeah, once again, this country is being overrun in the balkanization of our language, and our linguistic chaos that's coming about us is actually separating us, and it's creating a tremendous amount non-viable and non-citizen and non-invested and really uninvolved people in this country that have no appreciation, yet they get to live off our benefits. Now, there in North Carolina, what are some of the things that the government, that you and I as taxpayers, are affording those illegal aliens in North Carolina?
They're trying to get in-state tuition.
There's no question of getting into a tuition. Before we go into that particular answer with Paul Perdue, we're going to go to these commercial breaks. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. It's always a pleasure and it's always an honor to have you, the American citizen, looking for more information rather than sitting there and watching it on the bubblegum networks. ABC, NBC, CBS, so often don't really tell what's going on in middle America down here at the ground level, at the grassroots. It takes a horrific kind of crime, like those three black kids, and I think now the number is 4, the other one, but I'm not positive, three black kids going off to college. These are great kids, and they get killed execution style by a guy named Carranza. Jose Carranza, illegal alien Peruvian. And then you have Godinez, and he is an illegal alien Nicaraguan. One, Carranza had raped a 5-year-old girl. Godinez had a rap sheet longer than a football field. 31 indictments that get Carranza. And yet these men are out walking free because the leaders of Newark, New Jersey, gave them a sanctuary bill. Sanctuary. They can't be determined to their immigration status, so they're allowed to roam free. And it's happened here in Colorado. We've got more people getting killed in Colorado for the same reason. Last week, police officer shot by Flaco Pena. Flaco Pena had been arrested for car thievery just 10 days before and let go. I'm telling you, folks, we have a two-tier justice in this country, and it is going to backfire at some point when we start throwing the bums out. because we are being the collateral damage, and we cannot afford to have. And so I get this thing that half immigration. Go to the Boston Globe today, and you can read the editorial, and they talk about how Bush skewered too heavily toward enforcement. And so I wrote a quick letter, and I said, how whacked out is the person who wrote the editorial for the Boston Globe? How much more crime would you like to enjoy in your city or any American city? How about the three American kids executed last week in Newark, New Jersey by illegal aliens? You think their parents would like less law enforcement? How about the Colorado citizen shot at with five slugs through the 7-Eleven window as he was working, Bruno Kirchenwitz? You think he really appreciates getting five slugs shot at him through the window as he's working there by two illegal aliens? And then just a week later, an illegal alien, of course, Flacco, shot a cop. I mean, this stuff's getting a little bit ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Now you go to North Carolina, and Paul Perdue is now talking about the government is giving benefits to these illegal aliens. Would you like to just kind of give in-state tuition? What else, Paul?
Well, free housing. No questions asked of a person's status, Medicare. You know, my wife and I can't afford health insurance, but illegal aliens can. They get it free. Food stamps, welfare, you name it. They just get it. There seems to be one law for illegals and one law for the citizen and legal American. And I sometimes wonder, am I a second-class citizen to an illegal alien? Because, you know, a lot of people say to me, they're not aliens, they're immigrants, and, you know, they're struggling and stuff like that, and maybe they are. But to me, you know, there's a conflict when you say illegal immigrants, because they're illegal and they cannot be immigrants. They're aliens. They shouldn't be here, and they should be deported. And I don't have any problem. One of the things that the Hispanic groups in my local area tried to level at me was that there was a family here from Ireland that were illegal, and they were trying to say that, you know, I wouldn't stand up and have them deported. And I said, if they're illegal, out they go. I don't care where you come from. You have to be here legally, and if you're here legally, if you're here legal, I will put my hand out and help whatever way I can, but illegally, no way.
Well, exactly. And also, going to that one other thing about the benefits, when their kids get free tuition, K through 12, and they also get free breakfast and free lunches, and of course, that's not free. You and I pay for that, and that's K through 12 at about $8,000 to $9,000 per year per student. And again, on the taxpayer's back, when well over half of these illegal aliens work off the books, get 1099s, fraudulent IDs, fraudulent Social Security numbers, and they make cheaters and liars out of those who hire them, cheaters and liars out of every person who's a landlord who actually puts them up in housing, you name it, and then they send off $80 billion a year of that money to their families back in their own countries. This, of course, is incredible. Now, one thing about Ireland is that I think it was last year, Ireland stopped, and it was the last of the EU countries to stop anchor babies. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, that is right. And Ireland, what they did was, if a person was in the country illegally and had a child, they would say, you and your child must go back to your country of origin. When the child is 18, the child will already have been an Irish citizen. Well, then the child can come back to Ireland and then bring you in as a dependent or bring you in as a member of your family. And they've also done it in Australia. Australia has now got rid of the anchor baby situation there as well. But in America, you cannot talk about it because you're considered a racist or a bigot or whatever. It is going to destroy the country, because the way I look at it is we have this Trojan horse gradually moving in, started down in you know, the border states, and now it's moving in, it's moving up. It's like a cancer. And if we do not take our heads out of the sand and start, you know, even just talking back and saying this has to stop, we're going to wake up one morning not being able to understand anybody, because it'll be all in Spanish.
Well, I certainly agree. Well, it's not only going to all be in Spanish. It's going to be in Spanish. It's going to be in Arabic. It's going to be in Korean. It's going to be in Japanese. It's going to be in Russian. It's going to be in Lithuania. Oh, well, I can't say that word too well. Lithuania. And the thing is that the melting pot, the concept that succeeded in this country for 231 years, is now being overrun. You know, Paul, we've got a caller, Jeff Lewis from North Carolina, and I would like to get him on the phone here and the radio.
No,
he might have a great question or a great comment, because he's also from North Carolina. So, Jeff Lewis from North Carolina, do you have a comment or a question of Paul?
I've got several comments, and all of them are good for Paul. You will find that the legal immigrants in America today are probably some of the most patriotic Americans that you will encounter. And the failure of the federal government to enforce our immigration laws and secure our borders is a slap in the face to all the legal immigrants who tried to play by the rules and respected our laws. And in respect to the melting pot cliche that they like to throw out there, it's not just melting pot. The definition of that is assimilation, and that's what the melting was supposed to be, was assimilation into the American culture.
Right.
Uncontrolled immigration and illegal immigration both are detrimental to the American society, to our sovereignty, to our future. North Carolina, and I've got an email from the executive vice president and general counsel of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association, Mr. Edward Caldwell, that there's a provision in the state budget this year providing funding to the North Carolina Sheriff's Association to help sheriff's offices across the state to apply and to pay replacement salaries of their personnel who go to the ICE training. At Fire Coalition, we've got Operation Fire and Ice promoting 287G. And Paul's correct about the numbers in Mecklenburg County. I spent several hours in the Mecklenburg County Jail last Friday talking to and interviewing the ICE-trained deputy sheriffs and the ICE officers there. They treat these people with the utmost respect and humanity. But they have, in the past 18 months, been able to identify 2,500 criminal illegal aliens in Mecklenburg County. Next door to Mecklenburg County, in Gaston County, they've only been up and running for about 3 months, and they've already been able to identify and process for deportation about 145. In Alamance County, it's just west of Durham, they've been up and running for about the same amount of time as Gaston County, and they've been able to identify and process for deportation 400 criminal illegal aliens. That's just three counties out of North Carolina. What Paul should be happy to know, and I sent you an email with the link to it, the North Carolina legislature overwhelmingly passed Senate Bill 229, which would require every jail in the state, if they arrest somebody for a driving while impaired offense or a felony, to run them through the databases to check their legal status. Now, it doesn't mention 287G in the bill, but it pretty much mandates participation in the program. But Sheriff Johnson of Alamance County told me last week, and it was confirmed at both Mecklenburg and Gaston County, that at the last North Carolina Sheriff's Association meeting, Sheriff Pendergraft did a presentation on 287G, and the North Carolina Sheriff's Association helped draft the 229 legislation, and are all behind what I like to refer to, P Congressman Julie Myers and ICE head Sue Myrick, and ICE head Julie Myers called Sheriff Pendergrass' program a model example of 287G participation.
Wonderful.
This was last November 27th when we launched Operation Body Count. What most of your listeners may not know, it's a simple concept. We lose more Americans to illegal aliens every year on American soil than are killed by Islamic terrorists worldwide.
That's correct, and that's been verified by not only U.S. Congressman Steve King in Des Moines, Iowa last year when I was there to hear that speech, but it's also been seconded by the INS, Michael Cutler, an agent for over 30 years in the INS, and he verified that that we are just getting killed like crazy by the thousands in the United States by illegal alien criminals, by drunk drivers, and by the violence they're committing on American citizens. So, Jeff, this is exciting that North Carolina, and I hope all North Carolinians, I'm a former resident of North Carolina. I lived in Jacksonville, North Carolina for 3 years, and of course, I love North Carolina. It was a part of my childhood. And I want to thank you for what you're doing and the 287G and all the sheriff's offices out there. The key is that for all North Carolinians to get moving and get in action over this thing, definitely join numbersusa.com. Definitely join with William Gein at alipac.us. That's alipac.us, and you'll make a big difference. Jeff, thanks for bringing that report in to us tonight.
I like your one thing else that all three of these participating sheriff's departments put out was that all 100 sheriffs, we got 100 counties here, that all 100 sheriffs agreed, voted to look into 287G participation at the last North Carolina Sheriff's Association meeting. That's pretty profound.
That's fantastic.
The Fire Coalition Project, Operation Fire and Ice, there's all sorts of literature there. There's links to the information packet. The FAQ page, there's a brochure that people can download and print. If we educate the public about the benefits of this program, it saves lives. It just flat-out saves lives. Thanks for all your hard work, Frosty.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you.
And you too, Paul.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. American citizens. There's Jeff Lewis, North Carolina. He's out there. He's gone down to the jail. He's investigating and he's reporting and he's interviewing these police officers. Now, my brother Howard's a police officer for 20 years, and the key here is you got to get in there with the police officers. You got to support your police. You got to support the sheriff's office to get the 287G going in your state. I don't care where you are. This won't get done unless you get involved. And I really want to help you remember this. Please do not make the mistake of thinking that you can do so little that you do nothing at all. Everything and every one of you has the power and the ability to be the next very powerful Susan B. Anthony or whomever you want to. Who's your hero? Whoever your hero is, go out there and stand up like they did. Now, one of the things, Paul, that we're looking at is the Mexico versus the United States immigration policy. What's going to happen to the United States if Mexico gets to open up those borders on us?
I don't know, but I definitely would like to have the Mexican immigration policy instead of the American one, because if you look at it, it is very, very strict, particularly on people that are not citizens of Mexico. Even if you become a citizen of Mexico because you weren't born there, you cannot get into politics. There's some debate about whether you can own land or whatever.
That's right, you can.
And you know, with Mexico, it is very, very strict. They'll put you into jail, and I just would like to see the same policy here as they do in Mexico. That's basically my stand on that.
There's no question. As a matter of fact, if you get caught working down in Mexico without a green card, and/or you're caught down there for any reason and you don't have a right to be there or don't have your papers, you're in jail for 2 years, folks, without a doubt. You are flat out in jail. Now, one of the things that's happening in North Carolina, is happening nationwide, is that your jails there and the court system in North Carolina is, what's happening there?
Well, they've been overrun. Like in Buncombe County, we've just, we're building another jail, and it's already full. It's full up before it's even finished. And, we just have much more illegal immigrants in the jails here. And the other problem is that the taxpayers' money is being used, you know, for interpreters and stuff like that. That we, the taxpayers, have to fund that, and that. Particularly in North Carolina, an interpreter for an illegal alien costs $1,000 a day. You know, that's just mad money. And, you know, we have an indigent fund here, and it's for people. It's for citizens that you know, don't have the means to be represented by council. And every year it goes into the red because illegal aliens just clean it out dry. They just wipe it out, and there's not enough money to keep it going, and it's a sad situation.
Well, there's no question, and it's going to get sadder. The one thing that really irritates me is that most, if not all, these illegal aliens give fake names, they have fake ID, and they all are not part the American way of life, and they're causing great harm to us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these commercial comments.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. Once again, our guest has brought you an appreciation for what's happening there in North Carolina. And one of the other things that's going on, of course, is that as a legal immigrant, you have gone through unbelievable, background check.
Yeah,
you've had to be able to fund yourself. You have to have a job that works, that you're a contributing member. You also have to go through HIV check, a tuberculosis check, a hepatitis check. And those things are not going on for all these illegal aliens. They're coming over here, 10% of them criminals. How hard was it for you to get all the paperwork going to get over here into the United States?
Well, it took me nearly 7 years to become a citizen. And that was from the time I moved over here. I had to go through, as you say, I had to go through medicals. I had to be checked for AIDS, tuberculosis, and all these infectious diseases that no illegal alien has to go through. I had to, I've had six background checks done on me. I've been fingerprinted six times. And the last time I was fingerprinted, I asked the lady in the Homeland Security that did my fingerprints change every 18 months, and she said, no, only the price did. So, you know, I was trying to be too Irish. I cracked a joke, but she didn't smile back at me, you know. So.
Well, she's a government worker.
Yeah, she was a government worker. But, no, you see, I have no problem with it takes a long time to do it, and there's a lot of duplication, and we had to go up and we had to go from Buncombe to Charlotte, which is over a two-hour drive. Like on one incident, I had to be down at 8:30 in the morning in Charlotte to get fingerprinted, and I was told in the letter, be there at 8:30, don't be there half an hour before it, and don't be there half an hour after it, or you won't be seen. And, you know, they threatened to tell you that, you know, it could affect your status. So my wife and I drive down 2 hours or so and get down there. I'm in there at 8:25 getting ready to get fingerprinted. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I eventually get fingerprinted. So, when people talk about it's laborious, they don't treat you with respect, or they didn't, but they do a little bit now, I suppose. But you cannot get any information out of them. You don't know what your status is. You know, it is really draining on people that want to do it the legal way. But I would go through everything that I went through again, because I think to be an American citizen, you have to show that you want to be an American citizen, and you have to earn the right to be an American citizen. And when I took the pledge, that was what I did. I took, you know, I stood there and I pledged my allegiance to the United States. And I would just like to say to people out there that are sort of, you know, thinking about the illegal immigration issue, are you willing to, you know, I am, as a new American, I'm willing to fight and die for America. Is the illegal alien willing to fight and die for America, or is the illegal alien willing to fight and die to try and take over America? And that is one of the questions we have to ask ourselves. And at the moment, they seem to have the run of it.
Boy, they sure do. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been listening to our new American citizen, Paul Perdue from North Carolina. Paul, thank you very much for contributing to the program tonight. We'll have you back again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to us. And remember this, if you're about to tell the truth, keep one foot in the saddle of a very fast horse. That comes from my brother Howard Wooldridge, the man who rode a horse across America coast to coast. You can see his book on my website. Thanks for joining us tonight on Connecting the Dots. It's always a pleasure. Godspeed and God bless.
It's true.